May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Jesus said, John the Baptist said this about Jesus, he who comes from above is above all, and he who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from above is above all, for what he has seen and heard, he bears witness. Now, CTKers, you're going to get to hear this more when I finish what I started a couple weeks ago on a Sunday morning. But it just fascinates me because this is really the scripture that dominates the whole story in the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. Because Jesus was from above, he was above all. Those who are of the earth speak of the things of the earth. The only thing they can do is see things that are going on in front of them. The problem with that is the scripture says in 1 John that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. So we see oppression and discouragement and depression and sickness and disease and brokenness and bondage. And we speak like that's just normal expectation in life and reality. People of the earth speak of the earth. But even though Jesus was in the world, he wasn't of the world. He came at life from an above perspective. Now, he says that's the same thing about us. It says in John 17, Father, they're in the world, but they're not of the world. And so Jesus saw reality from the kingdom of heaven's perspective. And I guess we all know that what's true about the kingdom is bigger and more powerful than what's true in this fallen earth. What light is bigger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. And Christ lived and saw everything through the lenses of the reality of the kingdom as normal. And when he pronounced that the kingdom of heaven's here, what he did was not just declare it, and then he enforced normal wherever abnormal in a fallen world was at. God prevailed. He was above, is above all things. He carried authority because his mindset, he bore witness of what he saw and heard as the Son of Man in his relationship with the Father and what the Father, it says in John 8, taught him about the kingdom. Now, he knew everything as God, but he laid that down. As a man, he learned all about the kingdom. And that's what he saw and heard. And that's what he saw and heard when he stepped into every situation on the earth. He didn't just see what was going on in fallen earth with fallen man. He saw the reality of the kingdom. And he bore witness of that. And the result of it is his will be done on earth as is in heaven was manifested in those situations and circumstances. And so the verse that Bracken read, this is the one we mentioned the last Sunday I was here before New York. But I wanted to show it to you again because it blows me away what Christ said. When Christ talks about, and he will present them on the last day, he's talking about trophies to the praise of the glory of his grace. In the very last day, he's going to raise all this, present all these as trophies to the praise of the glory of his grace. When he says an eternal life, again, isn't the live forever life, though you live forever, but you do know people go to hell, live forever too. Eternal life is the above life, kingdom of heaven life kind of life that Jesus carried. He saw everything from, he spoke from, he imposed on, and he ministered, released that, manifested. Because what you see and hear is what you manifest. And if all you see is the things of the earth, that's all you're going to speak and all you're going to manifest. As we come into agreement with the things of the devil, but as we stand in agreement with the things of God that we've seen and heard, we manifest that. So it's sad. I love this scripture. Verse 38. For I have come down from heaven, John 6, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that all that he's given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. This is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son, believes in him, may have eternal life, may experience that life as it is in the kingdom of heaven that goes on forever. Now here's the thing again I love, that Jesus said, Father, this is your will, that everyone that you send me, every person that you put in my path, I lose nothing. And so this morning, just in my brief time, because we got in real late last night, and I got in late this morning and just hung out with the Lord some, I just did some more study, and that word, lose nothing, is written, this is the way it's written, this is the way it should be translated. I completely put away all destruction and death. That's what Jesus did. That's what he meant. He said, every place where I encountered destruction and death, I put it away completely. And I'll raise that up on the last day. I'll hold that up as the trophies of the praise of the glory, the grace of God. As the Father sent me, John 20, Jesus said, so send I you. This is how intentional we have to be. Because you see, we also carry eternal life. We have also been seated in the heavenly places in Christ. And we're also called to manifest what we see and hear about the kingdom and release and manifest the reality of the kingdom of heaven in every situation. In other words, we have to see above what's going on in the earth. If you come from above, you're above all. Instead of submitting to and surrendering to and being under the authority of the oppression of the enemy, we're called to walk above that and to see things from a different perspective and impose it with such intentionality that we completely put away, we're purpose to put away completely all destruction and death. And so I celebrate the people like in New York who got healed. We saw some. It was just awesome. Amazing things we saw God do over a three-day period of time in lots of different ways, but just lots of healings. But I come back, not in guilt. That got past that years ago, but haunted by the ones who didn't get healed. Because you see, Jesus said, I lose nothing. I don't lose one battle. So I'm like going, okay, Lord, let's go after more. You know, there's still some places where I'm coming at it from the earth and I'm settling. So I want to be in union with you as you were with the Father. I want to carry eternal life at such a level that I can say, this I experienced one time in Africa. We were at this year, 14 months ago, we were in a church. There was probably 120 people there. And when you go to Africa, they all have different things, like even the kids all have worms and different stuff and pain. And out of the 120 people, probably 80 people we prayed for got healed, prayed for. Every single person got healed. I'd never experienced that before. It was cool for them, but it was also God's way of saying to me, see? You know? And so it's like, Lord, you should have never done that if you didn't intend for me to go after that everywhere we go. It's not just about physical healing. It's about just release from all the other nonsense, right, that the enemy brings. And so this is where he's called us to, is to come to a place where we long to see, and we believe we actually can be, a place where we see in union with Christ. It's his ministry, right? Still. He's the one who's doing it still. Same. He has the same intention that he would completely put away. That's the word. Put away all destruction and all death. Spiritual death. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.